Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Jamie, you come. I'm the Lord. Hey.
When Abraham took Isaac to the mountain so high, and Isaac said, Father, we have no sacrifice. But Abraham obeyed God, and God honored him. And true to his promise, God provided a the same God that provided for Isaac that day. He's the same God that came down to a manger of hay. He's the same God today. Oh, it makes me want to shout, 'cause he's the very same God that John preached about. 400 years in darkness, God spoke not a word. And out of the wilderness, Brother John's voice was heard. He said, one is to come and bring the good news, and I am not worthy to unloosen his shoes. And he's the same God that provided for Isaac that day. He's the same God that came down through a manger of hay. He's the same God today. Oh, it makes me want to shout, 'cause he's the very same God that John preached about. And he's done everything that he said he would do. But come back to get me, and he'll do that too.
Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Good to feel the presence of God. It's good to be in a place where you feel the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Well, I don't want to be where God's not. I want to be where the Lord is. Where the Lord is, where I want to be. Amen. Ain't it good to be in the house of God? Ain't it good to be saved by the grace of God? Ain't it good to know that the Lord come today that you'd be in heaven, praise God, and leave all this behind? Oh, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it, to know that you're saved. Boy, it's good to be here this morning. It's good to be here. I like to go to them churches when you poke your head in the door and just say, Jesus, and shut the door. Sounds like a wild animal's in the box, amen? And friend, I like coming here. I like your pastor. I'm glad you ain't got a popsicle in the pulpit, amen? Amen. Ain't that a blessing? You ain't got a popsicle in the pulpit. I think you ought to have a fireball in the pulpit. Amen. And I'm glad that you have one here. Ought to have some zeal to serve the Lord. Ought to have some zeal to even sit on the pew in the house of God. Amen. 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 Ought not have to stir it up. I mean, you ought to bring it with you. Amen. God's been good to you. I like what Brother Kevin said back there. He said in the prayer room, he mentioned, and I really like that. He said, you know, if you have to remember something about the goodness of God, you ought not have to reach back in 1972. Boy, I like that. You ought to be able to reach back about 5 minutes ago where God stirred your heart just a few minutes ago and reminded you of the day that you knelt down as a broken heart and didn't have any hope and asked God to save you, and he said, I will. Isn't he wonderful this morning? Take your King James Version Bible. If you have anything else, throw it on the floor. Turn to Revelation chapter number 21. Revelation chapter number 21. A lot of people, some denominations, they tear out the book of Revelation out of their Bible. Oh, but I believe we ought to preach it, don't you? Oh, I like to get in the middle of that group and talk about it, don't you? I like getting in that group and talk about the white horse. Oh, I love to do that. Because one of these days, I'm going to slide my leg over, praise God. And I'm coming back with an army. But I ain't going to have to fight a lick. Ain't that something? Praise God. Some of you might not believe that. I can't help it. You're wrong. Amen. But praise God. Revelation chapter 21, we'll read one verse number 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. With the Lord's help this morning, I'm going to try to preach you a message on things we will leave outside the gate. Things we'll leave outside the gate. Brother Kevin, you pray for me, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, God, for this man. God, for a few moments of time, I pray the Lord you fill him up with the Holy Ghost. God, I pray that you fix his heart and his mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. God, that you set his affections on things above. God, we pray that, Lord, he'd have great liberty in the house of God. God, I pray that every hearer that's here that would hear the word of God. Lord, I pray that you speak to us, God, that if we receive the word of God, not as it was from a man, but as it is in truth from the very word of God. Help him now, Lord, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
You know, it ain't going to be very long, not very long at all, before we have an exit going on. Amen. We read and we've studied about the Exodus that happened once before in the book of Exodus, but friend, there's going to be an exiting day coming like no other day has ever taken place before. And fellas, I believe that I'll be living during that time. I believe we're that close to that very time. And friend, when that day comes, it's going to come in the twinkling of an eye. You best be ready. Amen. It's kind of like that game we used to play when we was kids, hide and seek. Bet ready or not, here I come. Well, friend, I'm going to tell you, that's how it's going to be when our Savior splits out that eastern sky, steps out on the cloud of circumstance, and calls us home. Praise God, in a twinkling of an eye, we'll exhale here in hell there. Friend, it'll be a glorious day. But friend, I'm going to be glad about a lot of things when I get to heaven. Oh, there's going to be a lot of things that's going to make me happy. There's going to be a lot of things that'll stir my soul. But friend, there's going to be some things that'll stir my soul more than anything is the things that I leave behind. Praise God for that. Ain't you glad that this old world ain't a-going with us? Amen. Ain't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Well, when you got born again, how many in here are saved by the grace of God? Amen. Not all the hands could go up. Maybe some of you too embarrassed to put it up. Well, then, friend, let me just tell you this. When we got saved and born again, we got called into service. Right. Service was an army.
Yep. Go ahead.
Amen. Now, I never served in the army. I've got family members that did, and some tried to get out, some tried to get in, some they tried to throw out. But they all, some of them got into service. But, friend, when you got saved, you got born again, you're to be a soldier, for Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. In the book of Ephesians, it tells us to put on what? The whole armor. Well, friend, there's something that we've had ever since the day we got saved. And that was the armor of God. And friend, let me say this. You better have your whole armor on. In the time that we live, the day that we live, you better have it on. But friend, we are at war.
Yes.
We are at war. This is not a peaceful time. Have you not turned your TV on just to see? I mean, we're in a time that's fulfilling the word of God. Amen. We're just a page away from God coming. How about that? Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We're a page away. But friend, we see here that we have this armor, and friend, this armor's protected me and helped me through my life. It's helped me, my friend, through storms. It's helped me through battles. It's helped me, friend, when I've got attacked. Amen. Amen. But friend, there's going to be some things when we reach heaven's gates that we'll leave behind. Yeah. Now friend, when we get up to the heaven and we see the gates of heaven, don't you know that we're going to hear the sounds of glory before we ever can see the city? Oh, just think about the singing that we're going to hear. Oh, yeah. Think about the shouting that you're going to hear. You may hear the shout of your mama. You may hear the shout of your daddy. Oh, yeah. You may hear the shout of heaven men. Praise God, it's already went on to be with God. But friend, let me say this, before we ever hear it, before we ever see it, I believe that we will have the smell of the aroma of heaven. How about it? What do you think that smell is? I believe it's just a bouquet of flowers. Why do you say that? The song of Solomon, chapter number 2, says, He is the lily of the valley. He is the rose of Sharon. Oh, friend, just the smell of heaven. He's the smell of fire. Praise God. What's it going to be like when heaven comes? Oh, but friend, we're going to get to that gate of that city. And before my foot can ever go across the plain, there's going to be some things that I'm going to have to shed. Amen. Whether I leave by death or I leave in the rapture of the church, my friend, before my foot crosses that plain, there'll be some things that I'll leave behind.
Thank God for it, brother.
There'll be some things I'll leave behind. The Bible tells me in Ephesians chapter number 6 that I had to wear a breastplate. Now this breastplate I have worn since the day I got saved. And that breastplate has helped me, my friend, when I got attacked by things unaware.
Right, sure.
When I let my guard down.
Yep.
When do you let your guard down? You let your guard down around friends. You let your guard down around church members. You let your guard down around deacons and your pastor and Sunday school teachers and lay members. You let your guard down around certain folk. Amen. Oh, we went a whole nother direction, didn't we? Yeah, you ain't smiling now. But anyway, but friend, let me say this. Sometimes we get an attack that takes place unaware.
Right.
And that breastplate is built, my friend, to help protect my vital. It protects my heart. Oh, there's been times when my heart's been broken. Oh, Brother Kevin, I've been a pastor too. And there's been times when people have broken my heart. There's been times when my soul waxed hard. There's been times when my heart would get cold because of the things that's going on. Or people's words, their criticism, the things they say, the things they will not do. There's times when you get worn out and your heart is so weak.
Yes.
Thank God for the breastplate. Oh, that breastplate's been beaten. It's been battered. It's been beat on by critics. It's been beat on by harsh words. It's been beat on by harsh treatment. But praise God, it's been protecting me the whole time.
Hey,
praise God.
Yes,
but friend, let me say this. There's coming a day when heaven is in view. And before my foot goes across the plain of that gate, I'm going to unstrap. Praise God, I'm unbuckling. And friend, that breastplate is going to hit the floor. I'm not needed anymore. There'll be no critics in heaven. There'll be no harsh words there. There'll be no harsh people there. I'll not have to protect my heart anymore. The breastplate behind. Oh, but as we leave that blessed breastplate behind, we'll look down as he hits the floor
and we'll be reminded that our feet have been shod with the preparation of the gospel. Oh, friend, I'm going to lean over, and it's going to come time to untie some shoes. Friend, I don't know about you, but when I get home from a hard day's work on my job, when I walk in the house, one of the first things I do is I take my shoes off. Why? Because I'm home. Why? Because I ain't going nowhere. Right there, amen. We just sung a song that said, I wasn't worthy to even unloosen the shoes of our Lord. And friend, but one day I'll loosen my own and I'll take those shoes and I'll not need those shoes anymore. Those shoes have taken me to a lot of places I shouldn't have went. They've taken me a lot of places that I tried to run from God. But praise be to God, I'll leave the stories behind. They collect the dust of the places you've been. Oh, friend, your shoes is one of the dirtiest things on you. Yeah. And friend, I'm glad that when I get to heaven, I'll leave all those stories behind. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that that stuff ain't following me no more. Amen. You ain't got no halo on your head, no wings on your back, and you ain't had a Bible in your lap sitting in a church your whole life. Friend, you've got stories too. And praise God, it's by the grace of God.
Oh, yeah.
God never exposed them and kept them closed.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God.
That's good.
Ain't that wonderful? That's wonderful. But as we unloosen our shoes, we'll notice and understand that, man, my head is awful heavy. I've got to take off my helmet of salvation before it has already done its perfect work.
My God, sealed, brother.
There's been times my mind needed regulating.
Oh, yeah.
There's times my mind was so, my friend, just warped out and tired and exhausted. A pill couldn't help it. A joint couldn't do it. A needle ain't going to help it. A bottle ain't going to solve it. But praise be to God, I had all my hope in salvation. Had all my hope in resting. People say you got to get saved 4 or 5 times. People say you can get saved and lose it. Oh, people so confused and messed up. And if you listen to them long enough, you believe it too. Oh, but friend. It's because, my friend, when I laid that helmet down, I'll notice that, oh, there's something dangling on the arm that helped me through every storm, helped me through every battle. It's the shield of faith. Praise God.
Hey.
Oh, that shield has taken some beatings. Yeah. Oh, it's taking some bruising. Yeah. Oh, when I get to glory, I like to think that my armor looks like it's been in the thick of the fire. I want to be one of those soldiers that shows up to the game and the smell of the battlefield is still on the armor. Oh, friend, I want to show up. And Lord, it looks like it's been through, I don't know why. It's been beat all to pieces. Oh, yeah. It's been knocked and smacked and beat. But praise God, it's never pierced. Praise God. I want to be a soldier for Jesus Christ. I want to get in that thing of the pie. I want to be right where he's at. Praise God. I don't want to be a mediocre Christian.
Right.
Amen.
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 Hey.
Amen. Praise God. Jesus, wherever he was, it was a mess.
That's true. They tried to kill him. Amen. Hey, everywhere he went, there's disturbance, good or bad. Amen. Look at Paul. Everywhere he went, they just about wanted to kill him. He made a mess everywhere he went. Now, what I mean by mess is a good mess. You know what I'm saying? He stirred things up.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yes.
I mean, Paul and Silas in jail. Hey, that's in jail. And they still stirred things up.
Right.
How about that? You know why I think that's in jail? Because that was where the battle's going to be.
Right.
I think Paul wanted to go where the thick of the battle was, and God said, here, I'll just put you in one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Sure.
Yeah. But be careful what you ask the Lord for.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You better be strong with that.
Amen, brother.
Amen. But you know how you get strength? After every battle.
That's right.
Amen. You sit on the sidelines, you be so weak, you're still drinking milk.
Right.
Yep. Amen. God needs soldiers.
Yep.
He needs soldiers. He don't need petticoats behind the pulpit. Yep. He needs soldiers.
Yep.
Praise God. He needs somebody to take some marching orders.
Yep.
Amen. I'm glad that I learned how to take orders.
Yep.
You know what that's called? That's called, to me, learning Christ.
Yep.
And him learning me.
Oh, yeah, brother.
He knows me. You don't have to learn me. He made me. Ain't that right? But friend, I'm to tell you, that shield of faith has helped me a many times.
Yeah.
It's helped me when, hey, I was ready for the battle.
Right. Sure.
When you put that shield up, that means you're ready.
Right.
It's a defensive mechanism. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Now, when it hit that breastplate, you wasn't ready for that.
Right.
Well, I could camp out on that one.
Sure.
I wasn't quite ready for that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one of those blows?
Guaranteed.
Wasn't quite ready for that one.
Yeah.
That one, it didn't totally just wipe me out, but boy, it sure knocked the breath out of me.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But that's why he is the breath of life.
Yeah.
You may get the breath knocked out of you every now and then, but he has the breath. And praise God, when he breathed into the nostrils of a man, what did he give him? He gave him the breath of life. My friend, he ain't gonna knock Jesus out of
me.
I had a head-on collision with the Lord one time, and he knocked the devil right out of me. And he's been in there ever since. Praise God, hallelujah. But that shield of faith, boy, I mean, there's times when I've had to rely on that shield.
Yes.
And I've had to lay that shield out there and hunker down and get behind it. And say, oh, I hope this thing can hold up. Have you been there?
Yeah.
You been there? Oh, I've been there. You had sickness in your family? Oh, you want to have some faith. Let me tell you, you draw on faith like you never drew on faith before.
Right.
When somebody in your home gets sick. Amen. Been there. Amen. I got my wife here today because of faith.
Yeah, go ahead.
There I come. Praise God. When sickness is creeping your door.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah,
creeping your front door, your home.
Yeah.
Ease off over finding the next one, the next victim, the next person.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, you'll be glad you got that shield of faith.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, you plant that. You know how the Romans had them shields, and they'd plant that shield in the ground.
That's right.
And they'd shoulder up side by side.
Yeah.
And they'd have just a wall around them. That's called a wall of prayer. Praise God, we pray in faith, believe.
That's right.
And when we pray in faith, believe it, it's just like we're looked up to one another. We're united with one another. And we put that shield in the ground and say, I ain't giving the devil another inch.
Yeah.
I'm not giving him another centimeter. I'm going to stand here and I'll die upon my faith and my love that I'm standing.
Right.
What did he say? When we've done all we can do, what are we to do?
Stand.
Praise God, I'd like to have somebody just stand with me. Oh, friend, we could be, my friend, like a lot of men, the Word of God, and they stood alone. They stood there by themselves. But praise be to God, they never was alone. There was a man that came down out of heaven. He came down to a manger. He lived the 33 in the third year. He said he'd never leave me, nor forsake me, and he ain't done it yet. Praise God, hallelujah. There's a, I serve a good God.
Amen.
I serve a good God. You know, there's some people that believe on anything. It takes a lot of faith to believe a lot of the things they believe.
Right.
It really does. It takes a lot. Confucius. Took a lot of faith to believe that confused man.
What?
The root word of Confucius is confused.
That's right. Yeah, I like it.
It might.
It is anyway.
But there's people who travel. What is it? Khufu time China, I think is what the name of it is. I may be wrong. And they go there and they view the Bible. They can go to Saudi Arabia and they can view Muhammad. They can see his body. They can see all that. How's that real if he's still there?
Go ahead.
They say we evolved from monkeys, yet we still got monkeys.
Yeah, that's right.
How are they not evolved?
Go ahead.
It don't make any sense.
Right.
Who came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know, but I need them both. You have to. Ron Hubbard died, I think, in 1986, and they cremated him. They took his ashes and they flew him over the sea and they dumped him out. But by longitude and latitude, you could find his DNA.
You're right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Well, my God, the one I serve, they started off by saying he had a borrowed tool.
Go ahead.
He hadn't done everything he said he was going to do yet, but they done said he had a borrowed tomb before he even got in.
Go ahead.
They didn't say they gave him one.
Right.
That meant ownership had changed. They said they a borrowed tomb. Somebody knew something about this man. Somebody knew that when he came to a town named Nain, and there was a woman that had a servant that died, and they was tearing him and burying him, and Jesus Christ just came by and had just touched the coffin, and the boy rose. Praise God, somebody knew something about this man.
Right.
Had a borrowed tomb.
Yes.
Now he was in it, but he ain't in it now. But he ain't in there now.
Right.
And you know what? They say, well, hey, they took him over here. They ain't found him there.
Right.
They ain't found him, my friend, in the field. They ain't found him anywhere else. I'll tell you where I found him. I found him at the bedside at age 13. And my heart was broken. But I had no hope. And I cried out to him, that man, Jesus. He reached under there that I could ever lift up. I hadn't seen that much in my life. I'm just a young man, but he found me. Faith to believe in that.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wasn't it hard to believe all that until after you got saved?
Right.
And you think, man, how simple.
Yes.
Yeah. Ain't that true?
Yeah.
Before you get saved, I just don't know if I believe all that. And then when you get saved, it's how in the world did I not believe all that?
Right.
Look at all the light bulbs going out there.
Yeah.
We've all struggled with it. Hey, some of us still sit here. We still doubt our salvation from time to time.
Amen.
And I've said this a million times preaching. You've probably done heard it. It's done old. But I tell you anyway. I never doubted my salvation or got saved.
Right. That's right.
That'll help you sometime down the road. Yeah. When I was lost, I never doubted I was lost. I knew I was lost.
Yeah.
But when I got saved, I started doubting my salvation.
Lord.
Why? Because I had it.
Yep. Yeah. Amen. That's right. Yeah. Good preacher, brother.
Maybe that'll help you sometime.
I guarantee you,
you'll start doubting your salvation sometime down the road, and you'll say to yourself, that old crazy preacher said, that he never doubted his salvation the day he got saved.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Well, that gives you some assurance.
Yeah.
Don't that give you some assurance? Anyway, it's that shield of faith.
Yeah, brother.
But there's coming a day, I'll lay it down.
Yep.
I'll not need that faith no more. I'll not need faith where I'm going. I'll not need that faith. Praise God. But not only that, lastly this, before I cross that plain, there's another I got to lay down.
Yeah.
Now, friend, it's called the sword.
Yes, sir.
And the sword is meant for close contact.
Right.
Oh, that means that when my faith has gotten a little weak and I battled all I could and I didn't have no other help or hope, but there was just a wind from glory that would just come blowing in, and I could draw out my sword and I stopped being defensive and I could go on the offense.
Right.
Oh, that sword has helped me in close contact when the devil's gotten close to me, gotten close to my mind, close to my family, close to my home, close to our health.
Yes.
I said, and I can lean upon the Word of God. Yes. The Word of God has helped me through many storms, through many battles.
Right.
Praise God.
Thank God for the Word.
You know, I think it was a school in Harvard. Am I saying that right, Amy? They had a book, one of the oldest books they said that was in the world. And they had this book in that library, and the outside cover of the book was made of human skin. And the left-wing people said, you know, that's not right, which probably wasn't right. And they said, let's get rid of it, so they threw it away. One of the oldest books in the world. And they got rid of it on that circumstance. How is it they can do that so easily on something like that? And they've tried for thousands of years to do away with this, and they haven't accomplished it yet.
Right.
You tell me how that's happened.
Go ahead.
They've been missionaries, lost their very life over the Word of God.
Yes.
They've been preachers that's been burned in the street over the Word of God. They've been women that's been killed and brutalized over the Word of God.
Yep.
They've been martyrs that's been torn asunder, their heads cut off, disfigurement, and everything else because of the Word of God. But then they've not been able to get rid of the Word of God yet. They may get rid of you, they may get rid of me, but this Word is forever set up. And I'm telling you, this Word is what's getting us through today. But there's coming a day. When I've had all my hope, when I've stayed up and read, and my friend, I've agonized over the Word of God, when I've looked at it to help me and strengthen me and guide me, but one of these days,
when I reach heaven's gate,
yes, brother,
I'll take my sword and I'll lay her down. I won't need it no more, for when I step in, I'll be with the Word. I'll be with the Word, praise God. I'll be with it, praise God. And if I want to know something about it, I'll ask it. Now, I got a big imagination, and I believe, I know in heaven that we'll sit down the marriage supper of the Lamb. We understand that. We know all about it, and we understand that. But, friend, I got a good imagination. I believe there'll be an unemployment line when we get up there. Amen. There's unemployment lines everywhere. There will be one in heaven.
Yeah.
Who'll be there? Grace. Mm-hmm. We'll not need him no more. There'll be no need for him to labor no more. Not far behind him will be mercy. We'll not need him no more. Oh, there's been times when I've had to cry for mercy. There's been times when I've had to beg God to give mercy for another. There's been times I've said to him, Lord, will you please give mercy to that lost soul one more time? And oh, mercy came through. But friend,
don't need no faith.
That's right.
Faith will have already done its work.
Yep.
The plan of salvation will be over.
What about that?
You'll be standing in line. Oh, my friend, what heroes will be there running for it. What heroes that we have leaned on will be unemployed when we get to heaven. The Word of God.
Right, brother.
Amen.
That's good.
You just think about all that.
Amen.
And you think about all that. Isn't that something?
Yep.
Yeah. The comforter. The comforter will be unemployed.
Right. Yep.
You think about that. Boy, there's been times when it gets bad. Ain't nothing to help you. And you don't know where that help come from, and it just, all of a sudden, you're happy again.
Amen.
You ever had that happen?
Yeah.
My wife will tell you, I'm not a very depressed person. As a matter of fact, I get all over her nerves. Because certain issue that your spouse can't help.
Right.
Have you been there?
Right.
Your friends can't help.
Amen.
Yes.
Your medicine can't help.
Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
And it's, you pray, you feel like you ain't getting nowhere, then out of the blue somewhere, you just.
Yeah.
You ever had that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, I don't suffer from no anxiety. I don't. A lot of people do. I don't. My wife tell you, I ain't got enough sense to work. I'm a bull in a china shop. I mean, you put me in something, I'm going to tear everything up and laugh about it.
That's
how I am. I give you a commercial. I was working on a building that we had there at the farm. It's probably about 12 foot an hour or so, and I was building it by myself. And I got up there, and I was lazy and didn't want to move my ladder, so I was hanging on for a rafter and had my toes in the ladder picking it up and swinging it over when it fell. Well, when it fell, I did too. And I held on to the rafter. And I thought, boy, this is really going to hurt when I drop this ladder. I'm 50 years old now. I ain't no spring chicken, but I still feel like I'm 18. But I was hanging on to that rafter with everything had. I thought, boy, this is going to really hurt. Man, you don't know how much strength you got to you look facing a broke leg. You know what I mean? I monkeyed my way over and I found me a big old 6x6. Boy, I reached around that thing, I shimmied on down, and boy, I got down there and I thought, man, I died 3 times today already. But there's times when the Lord just gives you that peace. Inside.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
You know when I was talking about doubting your salvation? That's when that assurance comes.
Yes, brother.
When he helps you in those
times. Amen.
Now, we sit here and talk about all the things that we're going to leave behind. We smiled. We've had a good shout every now and then. But, friend, let me say this. There's some people we're going to leave behind.
Oh, wow.
And I'm afraid somebody here might be one of them. See, if you never asked Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you never surrendered your heart to him, it's not repeating a prayer after somebody.
Right.
It's a broken heart.
Yeah.
It's that I'm scared out of my gourd, and I don't know what to do. I remember when I got saved at my bedside, and I remember I hollered out to my mom and dad and said, hey, I need some help. They thought I was having a nightmare. Dad told me, go to sleep. And I said, I see hell. My mama's feet hit the floor. Yeah. So here she came. Jerked me out of that bed. Daddy come following behind her. I said, I got to be saved. I'm going to die and go to hell. And I don't go to hell, Mom.
Yeah.
What I need to do, praise God, I got somebody that can point me right in the
room. Right.
Somebody help me. I need had a daddy God on either side of me that they told me about faith.
Yeah.
It took faith. They told me about salvation. They said, let's pray. We prayed. Boy, Brother Kim, I prayed. And I didn't feel nothing. We got done praying, and daddy said, how do you feel? I said, I don't know. How do I know? My mama leaned over and she said, it's called faith.
Yeah.
It's like breathing.
Yeah.
When you breathe in, it's my faith that you know you're living.
Yeah.
Right. She said, let's pray again. And I said, Lord, I remember I got to have faith in you. I put every bit of my faith in you. Will you say it? I didn't hear no audible voice. Man, I felt so much different. I cut it up, then I went down.
That's good.
Let me ask you, have you ever been saved?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever asked the Lord to come into your heart?
Oh, yeah.
He loves you.
Praise the Lord.
He loved you so very much that he came and died. If it is just for you,
yes,
he does.
Yes.
He loves you that much.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been saved? God help
you. Oh, yeah.
You say, but Jamie, I'm a little bit older. I'm too embarrassed to get up there. Let me just tell you, that's a lie from the devil. If you was to get up, you would be amazed at the people who already knew and been praying for you.
And
would come and kneel down and pray with you. Don't let the devil steal your soul to a place of eternity. We will, if you don't, we will leave you. Let's bow our heads, or you come play something softly.